It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio with another garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery Floral Garden House. Green Garden. What's the title now this year again, Dwayne?
Horticulture Everything. Oh, we're really busy with the greenhouse, so I would, if I had to pick one right now, greenhouse.
There you go.
But it should be, spring horticulture is kind of our subject today we're going to be talking about, so it's crazy time. Our greenhouses are full, and we're making them fuller.
That's right. I was actually over in Montevideo the other day, and Randy gave me a great tour of Heather Nursery there in Montevideo. And, boy, his greenhouses are plumb full of plants and garden stuff.
We get little, they call them plugs, and then we put them into different size pots. And this past week, we've been doing a lot of hanging baskets, so you saw a lot of hanging baskets over there.
Yeah, the Dawson, for the city of Dawson, right? Or Dawson Chamber, right?
City of Dawson Chamber. Yeah. Also, Madison has hanging baskets on Main Street, too, so we do those, too.
Yeah, Randy had a number of them hanging up there in one of those greenhouses, and yeah, they're really nice looking.
And what's kind of surprising over there is you don't really see it from the road, but there's five greenhouses in Montevideo.
Yeah.
Structures that are full of plants.
Yeah, that's a good point, Dwayne. You really don't notice that when you drive by, but you get out, and like Randy gave me a great tour. We went from greenhouse to greenhouse, and I'm going, this place is huge.
It is. So yeah. If you want to stop and smell the roses or smell the soil, it's a great time to do that. We have people just stopping in. I know it's still plenty early to buy plants to set outside, but it's not far away, but a lot of people are getting antsy, getting the itch.
That's right. Yeah, and Randy will give you tours over there in Monty. He does a great job as a tour guide.
And I will also give you one in Dawson.
There you go.
There too. We're doing hanging baskets in Dawson today and planting up, and I like that because you can be creative and do different things in the basket. So
right.
People do have hanging baskets or containers. That our plant of the week was proven winner containers. If you do want us to plant your containers and want them in the greenhouse for a little bit, we do that as a service. Or if you need ideas to plant your pots up, come and look, and we're around, so we can sure help you decide what you can put in there, or give you ideas anyway.
Okay. We're going to open up the show. If you have a lawn or garden question for Dwayne, you can don't have to tell us your name, just give Chris the question.
Who they are.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have a lawn garden question, give us a call at 320-598-7301, or you can email it over at klqpfm@farmerstel.net, and we'll get your questions on. We do need some questions, so appreciate a phone call there. That's 598-7301. Dwayne, you mentioned the plant of the week there, and got a different number of different pots, right? Colored pots. And
we sold a couple yesterday. We have ceramic pots and plastic pots and, you know, bird baths and that type of stuff. I mean, they plant plants and everything now. Or if you have old containers, you know, an old milk jug or milk container, or, you know, if you want to bring those in and, you know, set some plants in there, we can help you design that. But our plant of the week was Proven Winner Containers. Proven Winners is a certain company that grows plants, and I would say it's one of the higher quality growers in the United States, and we have a lot of their products, and they have a special pot and everything, so you can tell it's PW. So PW means Proven Winners, which means they grow them well, and they're the ones that seem to do best.
Okay. What's our horticultural concern of the week, then?
I was thinking of rake, rattle, and roll. So I put rake your lawn, fertilize. It's time to start maybe thinking about fertilizing. And then it's also a great time to put down some grass seed.
Okay.
Seeds. So yeah. rake, fertilizer, and seed is what I put down there.
Yeah. Is the frost out of the ground yet, do you think, or?
Well, you know, you hear stories and hear farmers talking about that all the time, and I don't think it's a big concern for it. I think it's far enough gone for gardens. I had talked to Randy, and he said he tilled his garden a week ago.
Oh, wow.
And he said it was absolutely perfect.
Oh, wow, good. Good. And does the soil have to be a certain temperature to plant?
Well, you know, certain plants, certain seeds will germinate at different temperatures, okay? So, you know, a lot of people start out with potatoes and onion plants and like peas and radishes. You know, you definitely don't want to put your tomatoes out there yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
You grow some of those plants in the greenhouse, or let us grow those in the greenhouse, and then, you know, maybe 3 weeks from now, you can put those out.
Okay.
You would talk about those plants in May. If you're going to do your garden and till it, I would definitely put, you know, a week earth elements on your, to get your soil and your garden ready to go for your plants. I think that's awesome. It's a fantastic fertilizer. So, and we changed the name to it, believe it or not, to Garden Explosion.
Oh.
Hey, we want your garden to explode.
Explode. There you go.
And talking about the greenhouse, which we kind of are doing, we have a lot of different plants this year. We got a series of tomatoes that's called, it's like Celebrity Plus. It's a plus, is the new part of it. And they're more hybridized and have better disease resistant. So, resistance. And so you might want to check out our Plus tomatoes. And then we got a real specialty one. It's called Laroma 4. Laromas are paste tomatoes that you make sauces out of, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And Laroma tomato is supposed to have so many tomatoes on there that you can't hardly even pick them all.
Mm, wow.
That would be something new. It's always fun to try something new in your garden.
Yeah. What's your favorite tomato again, Dwayne?
Definitely Sun Sugar tomatoes.
Sun Sugar tomatoes.
Yep.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know this, Paul, or not, but you know, last year when I sprayed your lawn and your trees in your yard,
yep,
I dosed your tomatoes.
Okay. And so it can be, the soil's prepared then, right?
The soil is prepared there, plus I think you got a good shot of tomatoes last year.
Okay. All right. Hey, the phone's ringing off the hook here. We got some questions coming in here.
Let's get them then.
All right. This person wants you to talk about snow mold damage. How to repair it?
Snow mold is when you have these, you know, the late snow banks in your yard, and it's warm out, and the snow is melting, and what happens is the mold, that's the ideal situation for mold. And so what you want to do is when it's a little drier, rake that out, get that out of there, and you could put calcium on there or our lawn fertilizer on there. That'll help neutralize that, and if it's really been bad, you probably need to sprinkle some grass seed on there.
Okay.
It's perfect thing for our rake, fertilize, and seed.
Okay, good. Well, I tell you what, people are listening. The calls are coming in here, Dwayne. So,
well,
and here's our, every year we have this question maybe a half a dozen times. It's a good question, but it's is it too early to apply crabgrass preventer?
You know what, Paul? Depends on who you listen to. If you listen to the Scots guy on TV,
yeah,
you better get it done. If you want to listen to the radio program on ALQP, it's way too early.
Okay. Yeah, crabgrass was a major problem last year, wasn't it?
It was terrible. If you had a problem with crabgrass, which everybody did, you need to definitely put crabgrass preventer down. Okay, and that's usually...
But not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
You can put it down, okay, if it comes with the fertilizer, and it doesn't cost much more to get Dimension in with your fertilizer. That's the preventer in the fertilizer. It's usually in a granular form.
Mm-hmm.
Actually cheaper than buying a liquid form of it.
Okay.
So get a garden fertilizer with Dimension in it, and Dimension lasts a long time. But if you do put it on this early and are really concerned, you can. But then you should put it on again in 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay. Is it too early to rake your lawn?
Rake, fertilize, and seed.
Okay, it's never too early.
It's supposed to get 70 to 80 degrees this weekend.
Yep.
Boy, our grass is going to be, you're going to be mowing.
Yeah. Oh, you think so?
Oh, it's going to be crazy. If we've had moisture now, okay, and it's been cool, so the lawn is just sitting there. And as soon as that heat turns on, you're going to have mowing lawns, and you're going to have bugs, and it's going to be spring and summer.
Okay. Here's another question, Duane, about evergreen trees. Evergreens dying on the bottom.
Yep.
Should I trim those up to where there is good growth? That's a good question.
You know, if it bothers you and you can't get the weeds out from underneath it, I would trim it up. I personally don't like evergreens trimmed up. Check the end bud of that branch. If that bud is still green and is pliable, that means there's growth in that branch. And if you want to try to save it, I would definitely spray our tree care solution on that, which will stop that problem.
Okay. Another tree question. It's actually almost the same question, but it's not evergreens. When is the best time to trim up the little tree things that grow around the bases of maple trees?
You can do that anytime, but it's time to do those types of things. I had somebody do that at my house this last week, so it's time to get that off. And they might bleedle it. They call it bleeding. The sap is starting to flow on a lot of these maple trees.
Okay.
So it does, that's not hurting. It's hurting you more than it's hurting the tree.
All right. I think we've got one more here from one of our listeners. It was, now I lost it here. Just a minute. let me find that again. I just lost it.
Yep. So, what people should be concerned about is if you want to thicken your lawn up, you should put some grass seed on there. But you can't put crabgrass preventer on at the same time.
Okay.
So either you got to be concerned with the crabgrass and wait till fall to put your grass seed on. But if you're going to put grass seed on, do it now and then put your crabgrass preventer on in the mid-May.
All right.
Okay.
All right. One more here, and we're running out of time. This is the last one. Should I seed bare patches now or wait until later this spring? Bare patches.
No, I just answered that.
Okay.
Get your bare patches done now. Hold off on your fertilize. Hold off on your crabgrass preventer, and then once that seed has come up, then put your crabgrass preventer on.
Okay. All right, you got about 2 minutes here, Duane. What's all happening at Heather? Easter's over now, so you got a little break?
Yeah, right.
No break. Mother's Day's coming up.
Farmers say, it's almost time for, spring farming, and, everybody's excited about that. But you know what? It's a lot of work. The same way in the horticulture industry. This is our planting time, so, we're really busy with planting in the greenhouse, and that takes a lot of energy, but that's a lot of fun, and you see results every day, things are growing, but also we're starting to do, work outside. We got, like doing, the lawn type work, and mm-hmm. we have mulches and, things for the garden, peat moss and compost and fertilizers for people, so that season's just starting, so that keeps us busy. So
okay, and all three locations, right?
Madison, Dawson, Montevideo, and I'll be glad to see you. And if you need to get a hold of me, give me a call and be glad to answer it. And all three towns can do that too.
All right, thanks, Duane, for another garden show, and I want to thank our listeners for calling in questions this morning. Appreciate that. So
yeah, everybody have a great day. Thank you.
All right, Duane Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's another garden show for this week.